Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 23, Part 2. The three other princesses of Equestria sat, offering a unified front. Luna sat there proud and noble-looking, as if presiding over her court. Her closer wing to Twilight twitched, a subtle motion signaling her desire to wrap it around Twilight. Her breathing was relaxed, and for a moment Celestia could see a faint smile.
"It will be alright, sister."
It spoke with her many years of shared experience. Cadence's perfect poise gave away the intensity of her emotions. She had none of the natural grace and serenity that she normally projected. Every gesture was precisely controlled. It wasn't as effective as Celestia's mask, but it was certainly close. Twilight's eyes were hard. Small sparks of flames kept appearing within them before being banished. Even with her horn dim and no active spells, she was still radiating power. In an instant, Twilight would be ready to turn this into a battle. The crystal beneath her showed signs of cracking, with the force that she was pressing her hooves into in an effort to maintain her regal posture.
"Thank you for answering our summons so swiftly, Celestia,"
Twilight said, an almost inaudible growl accompanying the name.
"I could do nothing less for my peers, especially for you, Twilight."
Twilight twitched, her ears laying back for a moment. Cadence then placed a hoof upon the youngest Alicorn's shoulder.
"Thank you, Auntie,"
she said, smiling warmly.
"So I take it that you read the whole report?"
Celestia nodded, before looking to her sister and her former student.
"Congratulations, and I wish you all the happiness that you can find together."
Luna bowed her head, accepting the comment. And Twilight nodded, at least pretending that she thought Celestia meant what she said.
"Thank you,"
Twilight said, in something like her normal voice, but by the tensing of her jaw muscles and along the line of her neck, spoke volumes of how hard she was finding it to stay civil. Celestia cast her mind back to the explanation from the scroll that Cadence had sent. If it were not for the seriousness of the rest of the information on the report, she would have thought it was part of the endless prank war between her and her sister. Cadence and Luna shared a look, clearly conversing somehow.
"It can't be mental communication, so maybe some prearranged code?"
she thought, noting Twilight's wards were still up.
"About the investigation?"
Cadence asked.
"I approve your use of time magic to investigate your attack."
Twilight nodded.
"May I have that in writing?"
Celestia summoned the scroll that she had written after reading of their plans, and flitted it over to Twilight in her golden aura. The distrust of such a request represented still stung, even if it wasn't expected. Twilight accepted it with Aurora, rapidly glancing over it before setting it down before her. She tilted her head and flicked her ear.
"And sister, about her daughter?"
Luna said, placing her wing over Twilight's withers possessively. Twilight tensed as a quick, hungry look that flashed in her eyes made it clear that she was more than happy with the contact. Banishing the lust in her eyes, Twilight focused on Celestia.
"Do we have your support in this?"
Celestia was honestly glad that she had one thing that she didn't have to worry about. With Luna and Twilight pairing off, neither of them would have to again feel the sting of losing a mortal consort. But then, her eyes turned to Cadence. She truly did fear for what she would become when Shining Armor shed his mortal coil.
"Of course, this will be a hard battle to get this past some of the nobles, but I will stand beside you on this."
Celestia smiled warmly at her sister and Twilight. Twilight looked at Cadence, who nodded. At that, Twilight's body relaxed, and she let herself lean into Luna's side.
"So you are not disappointed, sister?"
Luna said, eyes looking into Celestia's own, teasing evidence in her familiar expression, as she started nibbling Twilight's ear. Twilight let her eyes roll closed, pressing closer against Luna. She seemed to have completely forgotten that she wasn't alone in the room with her new fiancé. A few ripples of fire danced along Twilight's mane, doing nothing to harm Luna or damage the surroundings.
"Disappointed, no, but surprised, yes. Also, I would appreciate it if you kept your activities to yourselves. Is she trying to make me jealous?"
Celestia wondered.
"Well, at least it's settling Twilight's anger."
Cadence flicked her wing, slapping both mares across the horn with one motion. The pair recoiled, turning both on Cadence.
"Not until you're married,"
she reprimanded them, a slight smirk on her lips. Luna grinned, while Twilight rubbed her horn and grumbled.
"Do you have any court-approved evidence?"
Celestia asked.
"My lineage spell,"
Luna answered.
"As reliable as it is, you know that it has been banned in Canterlot,"
Celestia said regretfully. The tilt of Luna's head and the tightening of her eyes let Celestia know that her sister would be changing that law as soon as she could.
"I am not letting some court mage beholden to the highest paying noble take blood samples,"
Twilight said threateningly.
"We need some pony that the nobles will accept and that we can trust,"
Cadence said.
"Then find some pony that you can trust. I'll then deal with the approval process,"
Celestia offered. It would be easy enough. Luna moved her head one way, then the other, her eyes grateful but concerned. Her sister was torn between being thankful for the support and doubtful about what she would do to provide the offered assistance. Celestia let her sister see a slight change in her expression.
It'll be alright,
it said. Cadence Azura started pulling over a tea service from the side of the room. Soon, the scent of the heavenly brew started to float upon the air.
Sister, this investigation will take myself and Twilight away from our normal duty,
Luna said.
Even Cadence will have to return to the Empire before long. Will you be able to cope with the increased duties that this will force upon you, sister? I have coped with it before,
Celestia answered, glad that Luna didn't react badly to the indirect reference to her banishment. Cadence smiled. The glint in her eyes that she failed to hide marked her as a little too knowing.
I can stay and help. I have confidence in the ponies that I left in charge. What does she know, and what has she even learned?
Again, Celestia felt the temptation and current inability to just look into her niece's mind.
Have I let myself get too reliant on that ability? If you have an advantage, you would be foolish to not use it,
Daybreaker counseled. Cadence then took on a playfully menacing aspect.
And as if you think I'm leaving before the wedding?
Celestia smiled.
Right. Who would dare keep the Alicorn of Love from this wedding?
A short time later, Celestia left the meeting room, mind full of all the things that she would need to set in motion.
Oh, that did not go badly,
she thought, turning to leave. But then Applejack blocked her path.
Princess, we need to talk.
I couldn't imagine how stressful and how just sucky it would be to fix a big conflict and then try to fix smaller ones that go with it or just ones that are irrelevant. I mean, either way, no matter how you look at it, it sucks to have them at all. Anyways, let's get on to our joyful donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J-Tin Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar630, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhymy Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakao, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Punkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, and Stamp. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.